CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Amid concerns over hardship for consumers and President Trump's aggressive tariff policy, stocks plunged on Wall Street. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The fact that the president declined to say that, no, we wouldn't have a recession really spurred what we saw. You know, you look at some of the indicators, consumer confidence is down, investor sentiment is down, and that really is why you saw a big sell-off, because we don't know what is going to happen here, what businesses are going to do, and how consumers are going to react.
The Dow closed down 890 points, NASDAQ fell 728, and the S&P 500 slumped 156 points. Ontario announces 25% retaliatory tariffs on the power it sends to Minnesota, Michigan, and New York. Ontario Premier Doug Ford blames President Trump for the confusion and says this move will add an extra $100 per month to power bills. And he says in order to end it,
we will not back down, pausing some tariffs, making last-minute exemptions. It won't cut it. We need to end the chaos once and for all. We need to sit down, work together, and land a fair deal.
China began imposing tariffs today on many farm products from the U.S. Glenn Muller heads up the South Dakota Pork Producers Council.
The concern for us is going to be that there will be retaliatory tariffs placed on our products going into their country so that we can't market our product into those countries. And that's where we really get concerned.
The district attorney of Los Angeles County says the Menendez brothers should not be resentenced.
A resentencing hearing initiated by a court has been scheduled for later this month. A motion brought by DA Nathan Hochman's predecessor. Resentencing could make the brothers eligible for parole. But Hochman says they've failed to take complete responsibility for the litany of lies they've told through the years.
They have failed to meet these requirements to show that they are no longer an unreasonable risk of danger to the community. And that is why our position, they shouldn't actually be resentenced.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A police source tells CBS News that the FBI and local prosecutor's office are now looking into the disappearance of Sadikshu Koniki, a University of Pittsburgh student who disappeared while on spring break in the Dominican Republic. This Pitt student recently returned from there.
I hope she gets found soon. I think people were concerned because who would think it would be a girl from Pitt?
The Pope's recent address last week to the faithful during his hospital stay is allowing doctors to feel more optimistic about his overall recovery. CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome.
The mere fact that he was able to issue this message was indeed an encouraging sign, and now one we know that was leading up to this very positive news.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new rotors.
When you buy two Duralast rotors during our spring sale, you get Duralast brake pads free.
Free?
With the rotors.
Oh, that's great. What if I need extra stopping power?
You can upgrade to Duralast gold pads for just $10.
So Duralast pads are free?
Yep.
And an upgrade is just $10?
That's right. Part of the spring sale at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
As the price of eggs remains high, one Oklahoma man has an idea that may help. KWTV-TV's Elizabeth Fitz in Oklahoma City.
Amid a nationwide bird flu outbreak and soaring egg prices, Craig Beam got the idea to rent out some of the chickens and quail on his farm.
This program would be great for somebody just starting out. It's $500 for the coop and four birds for 6 months.
Renting a coop is not cheaper than buying eggs at the grocery store, even as prices soar.
But that's not what we're teaching. And we're teaching self-sufficiency and knowing that you can go to the store and they can be completely out of eggs, yet you still have your eggs at your house.
There are no permits or fees required to raise chickens or quail in Oklahoma City, although enforcement is on a complaint basis.
The science fiction film Mickey 17 opened in first place on the North American box office charts. Second place went to Captain America, Brave New World, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
A
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low close to 40. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. A high peaking in the mid-40s, falling in the afternoon with a gusty breeze off the lake. On Wednesday, sunshine, highs mid-40s. 50s Thursday, it's 60 right now.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, a singer. We
walked on
to my door.
My door.
We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Me.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
My heart, and each day it grows more and more. I'm not ashamed to come. Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of my soul, y'all. He's a king of my soul, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the swinging. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus, the rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrop has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
News. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command.
WRJN.
I believe, I believe, I believe, I'm falling in love. It's too late.
local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRJN.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
And time's bad when the day comes and you
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Amid concerns over aggressive tariff policies and President Trump not ruling out the possibility of a recession, stocks tumbled on Wall Street. CBS's Weijia Zhang says the Trump administration is not weighing in on the sell-off.
They are not going to react to what they call, quote, short-term animal spirits of the market, because they say they are focused on the bigger picture as it relates to CEO confidence and the manufacturing sector and small businesses.
China has placed an additional 15% retaliatory import tax on American farm products. CBS's Lana Zak.
Tim Keegan's family's been working the land in Mount Vernon, a few hours east of Des Moines, for generations.
It's tough because within agriculture, I mean, we essentially get one chance a year to raise a crop and market that crop.
China is the largest overseas market for many U.S. farm products. Last year, the U.S. exported nearly $13 billion worth of soybeans from farmers like Keegan to China alone.
People within agriculture are hoping that some of this is, these tariffs and stuff will be short term from a negotiation standpoint. And if they are long term, they will have some pretty big impacts.
Hundreds in New York City protest the arrest of Mahmoud Khalil. His student visa was revoked when he was placed in ICE custody over the weekend after helping organize Gaza protests at Columbia University.
They can use anti-immigrant rhetoric to essentially go after everybody. So this is everybody's fight.
A judge is ordering the Trump administration not to deport the Palestinian activist pending a legal fight over his detention. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
What the Department of Homeland Security has expressed is that they're following an executive order that bans anti-Semitism. What Secretary of State Rubio has said is that this is one example of other people who could lose their visas and their green cards.
A Portuguese container ship collides with a U.S.-flagged oil tanker off the coast of England. CBS's Ian Lee.
The company operating the U.S.-flagged Stena Immaculate says their crew is safe, but the operator of the Portuguese flag, Solong, says one person is still missing. Environmentalists now worry a mixture of jet fuel, ship oil, and sodium cyanide in the water could have a deadly impact on wildlife.
U.S. and Ukrainian officials are set to meet in Saudi Arabia to push for an end to the war with Russia. CBS's